clear for it?
Clear.
This is one of Vicki Bensing's favorite sounds in the world. It's the sound of her Stearman biplane warming up as she prepares to do some aerobatics. Bensing is one of the country's top stunt pilots and is one of the headliners of the 2019 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. She's been flying for most of her life and says it's in her blood.
Oh boy, I date myself, 37 years. My uncle was a pilot. He was an air show pilot and also a Reno air racer. And my uncle took me up flying with my father when I was just a young child. And I was so young that I couldn't tell if we were flying over toyland or flying over real houses and cars. So that was sort of my first experience with airplanes.
Bensing says she was still in college when she got serious about aviation.
I was in graduate school. One of my friends came down to my lab and said, "Hey, you want to go skydiving?" And I'm like, "Yeah." So we went out and went skydiving, and I fell in love with skydiving. And so I was out skydiving, and I was around the airplanes all the time, and then I was like, oh, I have to learn to fly. I have to learn to fly. My dad had a friend who had a 1941 Taylor craft that I learned to fly in Watsonville, California. From the first time I stepped in the airplane, it was love at first flight, and the passion has stayed in the relationship ever since.
She says even though she really couldn't afford it, she scraped together enough money to buy a used plane.
I was the person who bought an airplane before I ever bought a house, and I had airplanes instead of children. I had a career in high tech and semiconductor process technology, but I always had this passion for flying.
Bensing says in the mid-2000s, she flew with airshow legend Wayne Handley and got serious about stunt flying.
We tumbled the airplane. I was like, oh, I gotta do this. And I started training with some of the coaches around the world. Actually, we brought in coaches from Russia to train for competition aerobatics because they're some of the best aerobatic pilots in the world. I came up the competition ladder and learned how to fly aerobatics by flying competition. And then the natural extension from that is flying air shows, because it's a way to share with the public your passion for flying.
Bensing also started flying in the Reno Air Races, an exciting competition in which planes race around pylons flying low over the desert floor. But this weekend, she's going to do aerobatics in her 1940s vintage Stearman biplane for the crowds at the Camarillo Air Show. She takes us up for a taste of the excitement. As we take off from Camarillo Airport, it's nothing like being in an airliner. It's a two-seat open cockpit plane, and the passenger, that's me, is in front. It's noisy, the wind whips by you, but you almost feel like you can walk in the sky above Ventura County. We head for the Santa Clara River Valley. There's an area here where we can do stunts. Bensing puts the biplane into a dive and then pulls back on the control stick. We do a loop. You can feel the force of gravity. We do barrel rolls and even a hammerhead. Bensing dives and then pulls the plane straight up into the air until it stalls and falls back onto its tail. It's amazing. But too soon, it's time to land. Bensing loves this. She does 15 to 20 air shows a year.
I fly a lot of tumbles and things that look like they're out of control, but they're actually practiced thousands of times. I pretty much know how to land each maneuver. So the routine and the flying part is second nature because I practiced it so much. Mostly I'm concentrating on being in the right place for the crowd to view it.
She says she lives for her time in the air.
It's not a nervous giddy, it's an excited, I get to go live my dream giddy. I love flying. I absolutely love flying. And to me, it's the perfect day if I get to go out to fly.
You can see Bensing at the 2019 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. The gates open at 9 a.m. tomorrow and Sunday at Camarillo Airport, with the aerial show from noon to around 4:30 p.m. each day. At Camarillo Airport, Lance Cerwasco, KCLQ News.